Welcome to the Tourism News Wrap. My name is Jason Amu. Coming up, global community unites to celebrate tourism and rural development on World Tourism Day. Mnet showcases the immense beauty of Limpopo in Legacy Series. IFEMA unveils Fitu Mice for next year's expo. And Seychelles Tourism Board rolls out our Home Your Sanctuary digital campaign. The 2020 edition of World Tourism Day will celebrate the unique role that tourism plays in providing opportunities outside of big cities and preserving cultural and natural heritage all around the world. Celebrated on 27 September with the theme of Tourism and Rural Development, this year's International Day of Observation comes at a critical moment as countries around the world look to tourism to drive recovery, including in rural communities where the sector is a leading employer and economic pillar. For the first time in the history of World Tourism Day, the 2020 official celebration will be hosted by a group of countries and not a single UNWTO member state. The cross-border cooperation of the Mercosur nations, that is Argentina, Brazil, Paraguay, Uruguay, plus Chile, who has observer status, reflects the current need for international solidarity and cooperation. In his official message, the Secretary General of the World Tourism Organization, Zura Politkashvili, said, "Tourism has proven to be a lifeline for many rural communities. However, its true force still needs to be fully deployed. The sector is not just a leading source of employment, particularly for women and youth. It also provides opportunities for territorial cohesion and socioeconomic inclusion for most vulnerable regions. Tourism helps rural communities hold on to their unique natural and cultural heritage, supporting conservation projects, including the safeguarding endangered species, lost traditions, or flavors." The debuting of Telenovela Legacy on Mnet Channel 101 on 21st September 2020 has opened more tourism opportunities for Limpopo. The CEO of the Limpopo Tourism Agency, Sonto Ndlovu, believes the association with Cheja Pictures, producers of Legacy, is a further opening of a big avenue for the film industry to explore the beauty and splendor of Limpopo. He said, "The filming of Legacy at one of our upmarket establishments in Lefalale has paved the way for bigger production companies to look alternatively at Limpopo as an ideal location for film, soapies, and dramas." The executive producer of Mnet's Legacy, Fatou Makwariela, told Tourism News Wrap the choice of Limpopo was to make themselves distinctively different.
"And most of the television content being made in South Africa, it's usually centered in big cities. So it's either Cape Town, Johannesburg, really mostly Cape Town and Johannesburg. And we wanted to give our viewers something fresh, something different, something that makes the show stand alone. And we decided that we're going to open, because we thought the audience are fatigued with seeing the skyscrapers, you know, the beach side of Cape Town and the views of Joburg. And we decided that for the first 2 weeks of the show, we're going to set all the drama in a game lodge. And I wanted to change that narrative because as someone that comes from Limpopo, that Limpopo is very diverse, that we've got this huge tourism sector that's booming there, that caters for higher LSM tourists, international tourists. And we thought it would be interesting to show South Africans a side of Limpopo that they don't normally associate with the province. So that was the reason, was that we're going to show an under-publicized province in South Africa generally and show diversity and the beauty of it, which is not normally something that they saw on television. So that gave us an added advantage."
The organizers of Fitu International Tourism Fair, IFEMA, has announced a new novelty to the 41-year-old tourism exhibition called Fitu Mice. The event, which comes off from January 20 to 24 at Feria de Madrid, Spain, is the tourism industry's first major annual event which kicks off the sector's calendar year. Announcing the latest addition, IFEMA said, "A special area will be created for professionals in the meetings, incentives, conferences and exhibition sector to interact and sign up deals." It added that it will be partnering with MITM Events and a support from the network of IFEMA branches around the world. The meeting schedule offers participating exhibitors an agenda with pre-established appointments with company executives who are thoroughly selected based on criteria that will assess their level of business potential and purchasing decision. An average of 30 appointments are scheduled for each participant. A handbook of 30 chapters, which provides an overview of the critical debates and controversies around tourism in Africa and the factors that have been affecting tourism development on the continent, is set to be launched by the Academics in Africa. The book titled The Routledge Handbook of Tourism in Africa is co-edited by Professor Marina Novelli from the University of Brighton in the UK, Dr. Emmanuel Idu-Ampong, a Ghanaian assistant professor at Wageningen University in the Netherlands, and Dr. Alecto Ribeiro, a Cape Verdean lecturer working at the University of Surrey in the UK. The chapters, mostly written by African academics and practitioners, has its foreword done by the UNWTO Secretary, Bulelikashvili. Professor Mariana Novelli gave a sneak peek of the book to Tourism News Wrap.
The handbook is a collection of 30 chapters providing an overview of the number of critical debates and issues on tourism in Africa and the factors that have been affecting tourism development at continental level, highlighting challenges and opportunities. The handbook is divided in three parts, with the first part covering continental-wide issues such as, for instance, climate change, ICT, heritage and development. And then the remaining three parts organized in geographical areas. So we've got North, East, West, Central and Southern Africa, and covering tourism discussion on issues such as community participation, gender, backpacking, urban tourism. Part of this book is the fact that for the first time, it brings together a number of Africa specialists from the continent. And most importantly, is the book will provide a valuable tool for reflection to students, academics, practitioners, and Africa tourism lovers, particularly at a time when COVID-induced tourism crisis maybe provide a moment for reflection.
Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni on Sunday announced the reopening of Entebbe International Airport and land borders for tourists coming in and going out, provided they tested negative 72 hours before arrival in Uganda. The President said this will be on condition that tour operators ensure that tourists do not mix with Ugandans. The tourists will be driven straight from the airport to their destinations or to designated transit hotels that are set aside for that purpose, President Museveni said, adding that business delegations shall also be handled in the same way by the local partners. The Seychelles Tourism Board, STB, has launched the second phase of its digital campaign, Experience Seychelles, during a press conference at the STB headquarters at Botanical House. This new phase of the online campaign, dubbed Experience Seychelles, Our Home, Your Sanctuary, was presented to the press by STB Chief Executive Mrs. Sharon Francis and Digital Marketing Director Chris Matombe, in the presence of STB Deputy Chief Executive Ms. Jennifer Sinon and Seychelles Hospitality and Tourism Association Chairperson Mrs. Sybil Cardon. The campaign, which follows the STB digital campaign Dream Now, Experience Seychelles Later, launched in April 2020 and will run across all Seychelles destination platforms managed by STB's digital marketing team, puts forward the Tourism Board's effort to increase the destination collective digital presence. The International Air Transport Association, IATA, has called for the development and deployment of rapid, accurate, affordable, easy-to-operate, scalable and systematic COVID-19 testing for all passengers before departure as an alternative to quarantine measures in order to re-establish global air connectivity. IATA will work through the International Civil Aviation Organization and with health authorities to implement this solution quickly. In a statement, IATA's Director General and CEO, Alexandre de Juniac, said, "The key to restoring the freedom of mobility across borders is systemic COVID-19 testing testing of all travelers before departure. This will give governments the confidence to open their borders without complicated risk models that see constant changes in the rules imposed on travel. Testing all passengers will give people back their freedom to travel with confidence, and that will put millions of people back to work. With a sound that is both sweetly intimate yet global in nature, Nigerian singer, writer and producer Temilade Openiyi, popularly known as Tems, has announced her debut EP for Broken Ears. Following a similar pattern as her previous release to date, the EP was primarily written and produced by Tems herself, with additional production by Audio, Sparks and Omeza. In an exclusive interview with Tourism News Wrap, the music act said her latest single was inspired by her experiences in life and being confident in oneself.
All my songs are inspired by personal experiences, so that's what I would say. It was inspired by an experience I actually personally had, but I guess the only thing I would say is it happened in Nigeria, but otherwise it's not really influenced by any kind of culture necessarily, or any kind of other thing. I really just expected people to vibe to it while, you know, feeling slightly empowered and enlightened. But you know, this particular song, Damages, was meant to be a groove kind of song. And I feel like it's been accepted really well as that. I think people are vibing to it and also still understanding the message behind it.
There's more news on www.voyageafrique.com and all our social media platforms. My name is Jason Amo.